Now, we're going to play a little game. It's called Name That Tune. I'm going to play a clip of a tune, if I can find it. And you've got to try and guess what this is. Now, I'll say at the outset, I think, on this occasion, that grown-ups may be more likely to get this than children. But I might be wrong. Children might know it. Why is that not? Why does technology always go wrong when you need it? Right, let's start again. Here we go. Okay, so I'm going to play you a little clip and see if you can guess what this tune is. I warn you, it's very short. Make sure my volume's turned up. Right, here we go. Anybody know what that is? Do you want it again? Okay, I'll give you a slightly longer clip. Here we go. Oh no, I've done that one again. Right, here we go. Slightly longer one. Anne's not allowed to guess because she's having me playing this in the week. One more time. Okay, it's not at the beginning of the song, it's from part way through. All right, here we go again. Let's do... Oh, gone too far. Let's do a third one, even longer. Lydia? I thought if anyone guessed it, Lydia would guess it. What was it, Lydia? The Neighbours theme tune. The Neighbours theme tune. Lydia was a Neighbours addict. For you young people, you may not know about Neighbours. It was a TV programme. It was actually an Australian programme, but they brought it to the UK back in the mid-80s. I think it started over here. And it was all about this neighbourhood in Australia and the group of people that knew each other and all the ups and downs that went on between these neighbours that lived near each other. And let me just play the full theme tune. I've got it here somewhere. Get back. There we go. You sing along if you want to. Feel free. Lydia will lead us.
Everybody needs good neighbor. Just a friendly wave each morning helps to make a better day. Neighbors need to get to know each other. Next door is only a footstep away.
Who used to watch Neighbours?
Everybody needs good neighbours.
Sheila, were you an addict?
We're the little understanding. You can find the perfect blend. Neighbours should be there for one another.
Right, well, that's Neighbours. And I don't know how much you know about your neighbours. We've got some very nice neighbours. We've got Louise and Tobin and Izzy and Iris live on one side of us. And they've been here sometimes. And on the other side, we've got Simon and Emma. They don't have any children. But Simon is a fencing man. He makes fences and puts up fences. And our old fence had fallen down, so he's just put a new fence in our gardens. That's really nice that he's put a fence up between us and them. How many of you children know? Do you know your neighbours? Do you know their names? Yeah. Freddie?
Carol and David.
Carol and David, yeah. Yes, they live next door to you. I know you're very friendly with them. Anybody else know their neighbours? Ben? Dylan? Pointing to each other? You've got... What's Rosa? Who are your neighbours, Rosa? That's right. Yes, they live next door to you, don't they? What about Lana and Ezra? Do you know who your neighbours are? Yeah? You know their names? Oh, right. Okay. Great. Well, it's good to know our neighbours, isn't it? And this morning, we're going to be thinking about who is my neighbour? Who is my neighbour? We'll be thinking about that. Now, I need 10 children to help me. And we've got 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's have the 9 children we've got. Anyway, I think it's 9. Could you all come out the front? Is that all right? Just stand in the line along the front. 9 will do. We can manage with 9. Now, you've all got some sort of food or drink, and we're going to find out which are your favourite... Sorry, we're going to find out what are your favourite foods, all right? And what are your least favourite. And the way we're going to do it is I'm going to say 2 foods, and I want you to tell me which one you prefer against the other one, all right? So, put your hands up. Do you prefer apple or crisps? Who prefers apple? Who prefers crisps? Right, apple and crisps, swap over. Apple and crisps, you've got to swap over. No, you can keep your food. Just swap places. Yeah, and then you come here. All right. Now, let's have celery and chocolate. Who prefers celery? Who prefers chocolate? Right, chocolate and celery can swap over. So, Rosie, you come and know. You keep your celery, just swap places. That's it. Okay, milk and crisps. Who prefers milk? And who prefers crisps? Right, crisps come to the front. That's it. Okay. Marmite and carrots. Who prefers Marmite? And who prefers carrots? Oh, right. Okay, so carrots stay where you are. Marmite stay down there. Marmite's one of the things you love it or hate it. Henry, where are you meant to be? You're meant to be between... Yeah, okay. Let's have a look. Hold everything so I can see what you've got. Chocolate and carrots. Who prefers chocolate? Who prefers carrots? Right, chocolate and carrots, you've got to swap. Right, apple and boiled potato. In this thing, it's a boiled potato. Apple and boiled potato. Who prefers apple? Who prefers boiled potato? Right, stay where you are. Crisps and Pepsi. Who prefers crisps? And who prefers Pepsi? Pepsi just hates it, right? Pepsi and crisps, you've got to swap around. Let's have a think. Apple and carrot. Who prefers apple? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who prefers carrot?
Carrots for life.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, 4 there. Okay, so apple takes over carrot. So apple and carrot, you've got to swap around. Right, celery and Marmite. Who prefers celery? Who prefers Marmite? Who prefers celery? Who prefers Marmite? Oh, Marmite definitely wins over celery. You two can swap round. Celery and boiled potato. Who prefers celery?
What is boiled potato?
Well, I think it's
better than that.
Right, who prefers celery? Who prefers boiled potato? Okay, boiled potato and celery, we each one. I think we've probably reached a pretty good conclusion. So, top three are Pepsi, crisps and chocolate. And the bottom three are celery, boiled potato and Marmite. Okay. Well, we'll think a bit more about that later on, but can you just put all your food things on the table over there? Later, again. So, favourite foods.
Right, we're going to have a very short little Bible reading now. Remember, who can remember what we said we were going to be thinking about today? There's a question. We thought about it earlier on. Remember, Henry? We did talk about remembrance, yes. We talked about rejoice. Yeah, lots of things we've talked about, aren't there? Do you remember we said we're going to think about who is my neighbour? As we do this reading, listen out and see if you can spot those words. Who is my neighbour? It comes from Luke chapter 10. We start at verse 25. I think it's on the screen. Yes. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbour? Did you hear that? That's how that reading ended. Who is my neighbour? This guy that came to Jesus, he was pretty smart. He knew his Bible inside out. And he knew that God had said in the Bible that we must love God, as it says here, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, with all our mind, and we should love our neighbour as we love ourselves. And he thought to himself, I think I'm pretty good on all of that. I think I love God like that. I think I love my neighbour like that. I think, pretty good. And he said to Jesus, so just to check, who is my neighbour? And he was expecting Jesus to say, well, I mean, he knew it wasn't just his next door neighbour. But he thought Jesus might say, well, it's your friends, your family, the people you work with, people down the street, and indeed all the Jewish community. Because he was, like Jesus, he was Jewish, he was a Jew. And that's how they thought of a neighbour. They thought it was all the people that were Jewish, they were their neighbours. Jesus doesn't answer that question, who is my neighbour? Instead, he tells them a story. Now, I'm not going to read the story today because instead we're going to act it out. Last time you were so brilliant at your acting, I think you can do some more acting today. So it's good to see you looking up the passage in your Bibles. But for now, could you put the Bibles down? And I want all the children to come to the front. And be lovely if you could all come. Rosa, where's Lenny? Lenny can join in with this one. And Lana and Ezra, can you come and help? Would that be all right? Very easy. You haven't got to learn any words. You've just got to wear some things, maybe. Right, just stand at the front there. Stand at the front there. Well, no. Just stand at the front. Right, now then, let's see.
Can I see a little tea towel, man?
I've got some things.
Oh, we're going to put a little basket on my head. I'm putting a basket on.
Now, where's Rosa? Rosa?
Oh. I'd like you to wear this coat. Shopping. You can stand there.
Now let's see who else we got.
Can I please put the basket over my head?
Let's see. Let's have Freddie. Freddie.
Can you just hold that Bible?
Yeah.
And I'm going to put this around. You're going to be a priest. But I haven't got a priest uniform, so I'm going to make you like a vicar or a pastor. And put a... Do you want
dog
this
collar. Dog,
dog collar.
Collar.
That's dog right. Collar. How big is your neck? I've got a smaller setting. I've got this.
I find a tight top.
And you can go and join
those
over there. Go over this over here. That's it. Stand there with your
now then. Right. Let's see what else we've got.
We need now then.
Donkey.
Where's Lana?
Lana.
Oh, Lana.
All right. Let's have Henry. Yeah. You can be what's called a Levite. Now, Levites, in the old days, they did all sorts of jobs in the temple.
To be able to wear
it. It's a bit like a church. I haven't wear it.
Yes.
But one of the things some of the Levites did was they were responsible for the music in the temple. So he wrote the guitar and his music book. Now you can stand over there, right?
See you slave.
And let's see what else we've got. Oh, we need... right. Where's Lily?
Oh,
we're going to be a Samaritan. Now,
I can do it. Bring my butt.
Bring a dog.
I
thought he was trying to strangle
me.
Keep that.
You were going to
have to hold this
slipper. I think I'll have you over that side with Henry. Now, I need to tell you about Samaritans.
That's me.
The Jewish people and the Samaritans, they hated one another. It went back hundreds of years, the reasons why, but they just hated each other. They really loathed each other. Everybody else here is Jewish, except Lily, who's a Samaritan, right? Now then, we've got one or two more things. Let's see what we've got.
I found a time.
Let's have...
We need Ezra.
You're going to be an innkeeper. All right? And give you a nice apron, so it's not very clean. That's really good. The innkeeper's been very busy. And you, this is your inn, the premier inn. All right? So you can stand here. There we are. And then we need... Ben and Dylan,
I've waited for you because
you're going to be
the Samaritan's donkey. So come out the front here. Come out the front here. Now, who wants to be the front of the donkey and who wants to be the back?
I'm not going to be the back.
Hey?
I'm
you're going to be the front.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. You've got Ben's shoulder.
Right.
I think it's Ben's
shoulder. Oh, his ear's fallen off.
That's
right.
That's a
flower. Right. Oh,
Get loose.
That's it. Right, and where's that other bit gone?
Yeah.
Right, so you need to be with the Samaritan over there.
Good.
And what I want you to do, Ben, is just to hold Dylan's waist, I think, maybe. Yeah, that's it. You make a good donkey.
No, you have to go.
Right.
You put your
and
head
then, who's got left? Anybody left? We need some robbers. Ben, would you like to be a robber?
I
want to
be a robber.
No, you're a...
What are you?
You're a Levi.
I'll be a traitor.
Right.
You can don't steal my bike.
Now, you're going to hide in the rocks.
You just stand up on the platform here.
I'll tell you when we need... Oh, we need to press you up, don't we? How about... Like that. Is that right?
Anybody else want to be a robber?
Yay!
Right, okay. Oh, yeah. Right. This may not go well.
This is a road. You see, it goes from Jerusalem down that way to Jericho down that way.
Well, this is
sure
a road.
And there's going to be people travel down this road. And the first person to come along is this ordinary person. So, Rosa, can you come along here? This is the story that Jesus told when the man said, "Who is my neighbour?" So this person came along and she'd been shopping. She was swinging her shopping bag. She was whistling a merry tune. Can you whistle? Yep. And she was just minding her own business. Now this road, I've actually been on this road in Israel, and it's a very horrible road. It's very lonely, lots of rocks, lots of places where robbers could hide. And indeed there was a robber, or several robbers probably, hiding up in the rocks. And as he was walking along, as he first walking along, the robbers came down. Can you come down, Lenny? Yeah. Oh dear, here comes a very fierce robber. Can you come through here? He snuck up on her and attacked her. Now just pretend to have a little punch up. Can you just pretend? Not really. That's it. And she fell down. Can you lay on the ground?
Oh dear.
You did a bad way. Then robbers robbed her, took her coat. Can you take her coat? And her hat. Let's get her up.
And
a shopping bag. You take those back up into the rocks up over there. And she was left.
That's for violation.
Well, she lay there for a while, hoping that someone would come along to help her. And someone did come along. A priest came along. She saw him with his dog collar and his Bible, and she thought, oh, he'll surely help me. And the priest, he'd been up to the temple in Jerusalem, and he was on his way home. He was in a bit of a hurry, he wanted his dinner. So he had a look, he thought, oh, dear. And he walked on. He didn't stop to help her. Well, a little while later, someone else came the other way. It was a Levite. And he came along, he was off to the temple, and he looked. This poor person, he looked at his watch, thought, can't stop now, I've got to get ready for music practice, and he went off to Jerusalem. Well, she was getting really fed up now, wondering why these church people didn't help her. Well, along came somebody else, and it was a Samaritan with the donkey. Now, Boris, sensible, come on now, do coffee. And the fellow on the ground, he was a Jew, and he said, no point hoping this person's going to help me because they're a Samaritan. The Jews hate Samaritans. But to his surprise, the Samaritan got down and looked in his bag. And in his bag, amazingly, had some bandages. He got a bandage. Poor man's arm.
It's not like she's broken her arm. Just
faint. Yeah, that was it. Okay. And then gave the poor man some medicine to help him feel better.
Is that a man?
There's some paracetamol in there. Yes, you've got it. Would you like a couple of paracetamol, Rosa? Two tablets.
Donkey,
which actually smartest.
Does she get to eat them?
Yeah. You guys are smarties, Rosa.
Hi, Robert. Lenny. Hello there.
And then very carefully, he lifted the poor man onto the back of his donkey. And took the man to an inn. He's called the Premier Inn. Okay, that's the deal. Just stop now. The poor man comes off the donkey. Where's the innkeeper? That's not the innkeeper. And he spoke to the innkeeper and said, look, this poor man has been robbed and beaten up on the road. Can I leave him here with you?
Freddie, yes, look at him.
Well, it was getting late, so the Samaritan stayed the night in the inn. And in the morning, he looked in his bag again. He found his purse. And in his purse were two silver coins. He gave him to the innkeeper.
Can I see his coin?
He said, look after him while I'm gone. When I come back, If you spend any more money, I'll pay you for all the extra. And so that was the story that Jesus told. Well done, should we give him a clap?
Yeah.
Well done, everybody. Very good acting. Yeah.
So that was a story that Jesus told when the man said, "Who is my neighbour?" And after he told the story, he said this to the man. He said, "Which of these three, who are they? Priest, Levite, and Samaritan. Which of these three do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" Now, which do you think was neighbour to the man, the poor man? Freddie? The Samaritan, yes. Now, the man who thought he was so good, he couldn't bear to say the name Samaritan because he hated Samaritans, and he grudgingly said, "Oh, well, I suppose it was the one who had mercy on him." He couldn't even say the name Samaritan. But yes, Jesus said, the Samaritan, although Jews and Samaritans hated one another, it was the Samaritan that showed mercy on the man and was a good neighbour to him. And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Do the same thing. Be like the Samaritan and help people. Even the people you don't like, even the people you don't get on with very well, Jesus said, go and help them. So who is my neighbour is what we've been thinking of. Can you put your Bibles down? And I know it's good to read the Bible, but can you just listen for now? All right, Henry. Who is my neighbour? Do you remember earlier on we talked about foods and we worked out what was our favourite food? And I think, I think chocolate was the favourite. I think Pepsi was even more favourite than chocolate, wasn't it? But chocolate was one of the top three, and celery, I think, was right at the bottom. And we all have favourite foods, don't we? Some things we like more than others. But the thing is that all foods are good. Some foods like chocolate are great because they have a lovely flavour, they make us feel really happy. But some foods like celery are also good because they have fibre, which is what we need to be healthy. And every food you think of, there's something good about it. They have the right vitamins. And even though we may not like the taste so much, they do us good. And then there are other things like cream cakes and birthday cakes and things which we love to share with other people and make us feel really happy and joyful. So all foods are good, even though we have our favourites. And that's a bit like people. We sometimes have our favourite people, don't we? I don't know if you've got a best mate, a best buddy at school that you like to hang around with. We tend to choose our favourite people because they like doing the same things as us, they have the same interests, you know, we just think they're nice people. And but then maybe there are other people that are not our favourites, people that we're not so keen on for whatever reason. Maybe they have different interests to us. There's a girl being quite horrible to another girl. Obviously, she maybe doesn't like her very much. We can have our favourite people, just like we have favourite foods. But the Bible tells us, and Jesus tells us, that we should love everyone. Everyone. Everyone belongs, and we should love everyone. Even those who are different to us, like the Samaritans and the Jews, they were quite different. But Jesus said we should still love one another, even people who are different to us. Even people who have different interests to us, we should still love them too. Sometimes we find it hard to get on with people. People annoy us. They just wind us up. But Jesus says even the people we find it hard to get on with, we should love them as well. What about people who are unkind to us? Now that's really hard, isn't it, to love people who are unkind to us. Jesus said, love your enemies. That's a very strong thing to say, isn't it? Love your enemies. So even the people who are unkind to us, we should love them. And what we should remember is that there is something good in everyone, just like those vegetables, foods. You know, we may look at a stick of celery and say, well, it's not like a cream cake or a bar of chocolate, but there's something good in it because it has some good things for our health. And it's the same with people. There's something good in everyone. And we should look for the good in people, even those that are unkind to us or we find it hard to get on with. Look for the good in them. Now that's quite hard, isn't it? Naturally, we tend to
like some people more than others. We find it really, really hard to be loving towards other people. And I'm sure that man, as he went away, he thought, have I really got to love Samaritans? Have I really got to do that? And that would have been really hard for him to do. You know, there's someone who could help us to do that, help us be more loving, because he is the greatest Samaritan of all, the goodest, the best Samaritan of all. And that, of course, is Jesus, the good Samaritan. On that slide there, you can see in the middle picture of the story of the good Samaritan. You see he's tending to the man who got beaten up by the robbers. And round the edge, you can see pictures of Jesus, how that he showed care and love and compassion for the people that he met. All different ages, all different situations, but he showed his love and his care for them. And just as Jesus loved those people when he was walking on this earth, so Jesus loves us, and he's the good Samaritan for us too. He loves us even when we're not very nice. Sometimes we can be a bit unkind to people, sometimes we can be a bit selfish, sometimes like a boy we shout at our mums and dads, all sorts of things we might do, but Jesus still loves us. He doesn't love the things we do when we do bad things, but he still loves us and cares for us. And he showed his love for us most of all by dying for us upon the cross. He said, all those bad things you've done, I'll take them on myself. I'll take the punishment for those things. If you trust in me, you can be forgiven. And so that's our response, really, that we should tell God that we're sorry when we're unkind, when we're jealous, when we're angry, whatever it might be. Tell God we're sorry for our sins. Trust that Jesus died on the cross to take our punishment. Ask God to forgive us. And ask God to help us to be a good Samaritan to other people, even the people that we struggle to get on with. So that's the thing to remember from today, to be like Jesus, to be like the Good Samaritan, love other people, but remember that Jesus died for us. Now, one way that we can do that is with our shoeboxes. And did you know that if you look at, that's the logo for the shoebox appeal, see where it says Samaritan's Purse. And the people that started that organisation, they read that story in the Bible about the Samaritan, how he took out his purse to pay for the man's care at the inn. And they said, we need to be like that. We need to be like Jesus said, go and do likewise. We must be like that. We need to help other people, especially those who are in need, those who are suffering, those who don't have all the good things we have. And they started the shoebox appeal so that we could, those of us that have more money, can pack up a shoebox and send it to children in other countries where they don't have nearly as much. And it's lovely to see pictures like this of children who've received shoeboxes and just a very simple few toys and things, toothbrushes and whatever, in a box, yet it brings them so much happiness. And so thank you again for all those who participated in that. And for you children, I think after we've had lunch, Anne?
Yeah.
After lunch, Anne's got some activity things for you to do with the Operation Christmas Child Shoebox Appeal. So if you see Anne after lunch, Anne should give you those things to do.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are strong and you are kind. You are the best Samaritan. You come to help us in our need, whatever that need might be. We thank you that we can look to you and pray to you and ask for your help, whatever situation we're in. We thank you for your great love for us. We thank you that you showed your love for us most of all by going to that horrible cross and dying for us. Help us to trust you. Help us to follow you. And help us to be good Samaritans ourselves in our relationship with people, even those that we don't particularly like or find it hard to get on with. Help us to remember to be like that good Samaritan. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.